Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day.
Here we are, another day. Here we are, another day, another slaughter by the Islamic terrorists, and further denial by the Pope, further denial by the President, further denial by Hillary Clinton, further denial by the New World Order. Welcome to the program. I wished I didn't have to talk about it, but it seems to me that there is a gigantic conspiracy of silence. Why is everyone denying that there is Islamic terror? And I'm going to talk about it because it's now touching the presidential campaign in a most direct manner. Donald Trump is being smeared by the vermin in the media for having said nothing. That's exactly what he said, nothing. And the Muslim father of the dead hero gets up there on CNN and says terror has nothing to do with Islam. I wish that were true. We've looked into who the father is, and you're going to be shocked to learn that the Gold Star mother's husband is not who you may think he is. You're going to find out who Khizr Khan is and how he smeared Donald Trump and how the media was very happy to do the bidding of those who hate Trump. Captain Humayun Khan, who was killed by a car bomb in 04 while guarding a base in Iraq, was an American hero, is an American hero. For the Democrats to have used Khizr Khan like this says more about them than it does about Donald Trump, muttering something about the mother not speaking. But then, of course, with slime bags like George Stink on all of us, a Democrat operative, setting him up like that, what would you expect? And I'll talk more about the Trump issue in a moment. The smear campaign against Trump is endless now. It's 24-7. The Post, since the boys took over, the Murdoch boys took over the Post, is a round-the-clock Trump smear rag. They've fallen lower than the New York Daily News. Now they are releasing photos of Melania Trump back when she was an early arrival as a model with other women posing naked, half-naked. And I guess they suppose this will undermine the evangelical vote for Trump and destroy him. What the idiots didn't figure out is that this will actually appeal to the millennials, who are largely quasi-sexuals. Quasi-sexuals is the right word, or fluid sexuals. It's a big trend amongst the millennials, which is they don't identify with either sex. And I don't want to comment on that, but to see these pictures of Melania Trump when she was a model, posing half-naked or naked with other women, it may drive some evangelicals away, but it may bring in more millennials than they lose in evangelicals. I guess Sidney Blumenthal didn't figure that out in advance. Now, the big question here is not the Melania naked photos. The big story is what happened this morning that you don't know about. While you slept, our Department of Homeland Security, under the most suspicious leader of DHS in the history of this country, Jay Johnson, snuck in an amnesty for more than 8,000 Syrian Muslims living in the U.S. right now. DHS grants Syrians temporary amnesty. That's done while you slept. Who gave Jay Johnson that power? Nobody. He doesn't have that power. He has stolen that power. And yet he had the nerve to grant amnesty to 8,000 Syrians who snuck into this country. He says they can remain for up to 18 months longer no matter what their legal status is. Gave them temporary protected status. If they're in the U.S. as of today and continue to reside here permanently, they can apply for work permits and other documents, remain and live in the U.S. without fear of being deported. His order applies to some 8,000 Syrians in the United States of America. Who gave Jay Johnson the power to be an autocrat to override Congress? The answer is nobody. Now, you got to listen to me very carefully. He's bringing them in under a program called TPS, whatever that means. Those eligible for temporary, whatever, TPS, temporary status, whatever, include any Syrian illegal alien who has managed to sneak in or to remain in the U.S. beyond their visa expirations over the past 4 years. Listen to the following paragraph, please. TPS is intended to be humanitarian relief for those whose home countries face a massive natural disaster or war that makes returning both dangerous for the individual, now here it is, the punchline, and a potential burden for the home country's government. You mean we have unlimited money, Mr. Johnson? Now, you have to ask yourself why they're doing this. Then you wake up and see the crazy Pope, who belongs in a mental hospital. He's on his airplane, going back to Rome after a five-day propaganda visit to Poland, who says that Islam is not terrorism, it's not right and it's not true, but it gets even worse. This is a few days after two Muslims broke into a church in northern France, forced the priest to his knees, and slit his throat. The attack was claimed by ISIS. You want to hear what your crazy Pope said? Now, I know many of you are Catholics who listen to this show, and you love the Pope and you love me. But you know, in all walks of life, there are crazy people and corrupt people and evil people and criminal people. This Pope needs to be depoped and impeached. Listen to what he just said. In the light of all of the Islamic terror that's going on around the world, your psycho Pope said, I think that in nearly all religions, there is always a small fundamentalist group. He said, we have them in Catholicism. He said, I don't like to talk about Islamic violence because every day when I look at the papers, I see violence here in Italy. Someone killing his girlfriend, someone killing his mother-in-law. And these are baptized Catholics, said the deranged Pope. He said, if I speak of Islamic violence, I have to speak of Catholic violence. Not all Muslims are violent, he said. Now, wait, it gets even worse. You're going to see what I've told you is true. I've told you the Pope is a naked Marxist. I told you he was picked by the New World Order. I told you he was the first non-European Pope in 1,400 years. They picked an ex-bouncer from South America to be the Pope. And he's a lifetime Marxist. You know what he blames terrorism on? Money. He said it's not caused by religion. He said that there's no economic opportunities for young people in Europe. That's what's causing terrorism. Now, there's a gigantic conspiracy of silence going on in the world right now. Why is it that the Pope is denying the link between Islam and terror when ISIS itself is a terror organization defined by its name, Islamic State? Why is he denying it? Follow the money. You know, it's not that complicated. It's not that he's a nice man who doesn't want to steam people up. That's not it at all. Just check off the two boxes on the Catholic Charities, which kicks money up to the Vatican. Period. End of story. It's all money. These people are doing it only for money. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you want to think it's from a higher power that he has, that somehow a bouncer from Argentina can be superior to everyone on the planet and he's God's son. Well, if you believe that, then take the wafer, please. Pope defends Muslims and blasts Islam and says it's not terrorism. Now, I've got a little connected story. It's not just the Pope. It's not just Obama. It's not just Jay Johnson. It's not just Hillary Clinton. Do you know that I was banned from Facebook over the weekend for posting a true article? Muslim knifes 9-month pregnant woman to death in Germany. They banned Michael Savage on Facebook. So why would Zuckerface do that to me? Zuckerface did it again for profit. Follow the money. Zuckerface wants to expand into Islamic nations. So he doesn't care about my audience. He doesn't care about the audience of conservatives. He'd rather you all drop dead and go home. Because to Zuckerface, who has no loyalty to any nation, so far as I can tell, he is a classless citizen who enjoys all the protections of America, enjoys all of the wealth that America has given him, and he stabs America in the back by siding with the Islamic terrorist nations of Iran and Saudi Arabia, in my estimation. That's why he would ban me from posting an article, which I didn't write, incidentally. It was a link to an article about a Muslim in Germany about a week ago who cut a 9-month German woman to death in the street, 9-month pregnant woman. Zuckerberg found that offensive and anti-Islamic. I mean, there's nothing I can say other than there's the story, but why did he do that? Why does Zuckerberg ban any articles about the dangers of radical Islam? Why does the Pope bend over backwards to defend radical Islam? Why does Obama continue to deny the connection between Islam and terrorism? Why do all of them do it? Answer, follow the money. There's an old adage that I believe was written by Karl Marx who said, when the last capitalist is hung, we will hang him with the rope that he manufactured. What we are watching is the downfall of the West, based purely on one thing only, profit and greed. That's the opening to the show, and there's a lot more to come. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. This is The Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you care to join the dialogue, I would welcome you to do so. Now, the main topic today, the one I'm going to focus on, having given you the prelude, or the overture to the opera, is Donald Trump being smeared by the tricksters in the media, the liars, the thieves, the vermin in the media, in being set up on Islamic violence and the father with the gold star mother. And what the media did not tell you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, that's the father, the sacred father, Kizer Muslim Khan. Do you know who he actually is? Well, you're going to find out today, not only from what we have seen over the weekend, but from an expert who reads and writes Arabic named Waleed Shubat. And I'm going to quote Shubat. He wrote a great article on Shubat.com. What the media is not telling you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, he is a Muslim Brotherhood agent who wants to advance Sharia law and bring Muslims into the United States. His name is Kizer Muslim Khan. But there's more to the story that you don't know about that I got for you just before the show. You want to hear a little bit more about the father, who he is? Now, let's clear the air. His son is a certified American hero. Let me be very clear. That doesn't mean the father now can get up there and attack Donald Trump for something Trump didn't even say. All Trump said was, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. And for that, the vermin in the media went crazy. Do you know who the father is? The sacred father who was invited to speak there? Isn't it interesting that the rotten, lying Hillary did not invite the mother or the father of anyone killed in Benghazi to speak at the DNC? Isn't it interesting that none of the American heroes who died, their parents were not seen at the DNC? Instead, they had to dredge this guy up. And by the way, his hero son was killed in 2004. It's now 2016. Surely there have been American Americans of a different type, rather than being Muslim Americans, who have also been killed in a war zone. Why were their parents not there? And wait a minute, while you're thinking about it, let's go back a few years. Remember when those 16 Navy SEALs were suspiciously murdered in a single helicopter because they were set up to die by somebody in the Obama administration, according to everybody who studied this? That was a setup when their helicopter went down in Afghanistan. In fact, I was so upset by it, I wrote a novel entitled A Time for War, which begins with that crash of that helicopter. Why were none of the parents of those dead SEALs invited to speak by Hillary Clinton? Because she is one of the most demagogic individuals on the planet. She makes Evita Peron look like Snow White surrounded by the seven dwarves compared to what she has. What we have going on here is not Evita Peron, it's something much worse. As I said 2 months ago, Hillary looks to me like a combo of Evita Peron and Imelda Marcos, with a little Evita somebody else thrown in, only in the German version of the Evita. And it's not all about Eve, believe me. But who is the father of the fallen Muslim hero who is now being lauded as a hero himself? Well, when I come back on the Savage Nation, I will tell you who the father of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq is, because you're not going to believe it. You got to stay tuned. I guarantee you it's worth it. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. A Nation of the Siege. When Barry took power, Barry said he would transform America. We didn't know what he meant. I asked the wrong question when Barry said that 8 years ago. He said he would transform America. I said, well, what was his model? I asked it on the radio show. I asked it in a book I wrote. Was it Beijing? What model did he have in mind? Little did I know what he had in mind. Little did I know he wanted to flood America with Islamics and change the nature not only of the nation, but of the religion of the nation. Suppress Christianity and advance Islam. This is because of the war in his own soul. This is the war in his own soul. His father was a devout Marxist. His mother was a devout communist. I don't think you understand how significant it is to have a deranged president who doesn't look crazy. You know, I've said this before, but you can have crazy people who don't look crazy. Do you think everyone is crazy, runs around looking crazy? And you understand that a president is only a man. What makes him better than the average person? Some of them can be much worse. They're just smarter. And they're backed by more powerful interests. But it doesn't mean he's better than you are, does it? So given that anyone is capable of anything at any time, and given that any of us are capable of the most horrible things, and given that some of us can be very sane, and then some of us can be very crazy and look like we're very sane, some of us can be very sane and look like we're crazy, isn't it possible just follow the reason that we could have a deranged school teacher, a deranged cop? We hear cops, some of them are deranged. They shoot people for no reason, right? We accept that. We don't expect it, but it does happen. So why isn't it possible we could have a deranged president who has such a deep psychological war going on inside himself that he's almost destroyed America? Now, you wouldn't know it watching the drug addicts in the media. They wouldn't tell you that he's almost destroyed America. I have carefully documented the destruction, both in Government Zero and in my forthcoming book. Well, I don't want to mention the book because then you'll say I'm just pushing a book. Just forget it, my forthcoming book after Labor Day. Okay, does that satisfy you? I'm not allowed to mention my own book when I'm banned on Fox News. Forget about CNN or MSNBC. I'm banned on every media outlet in this country. So who is going to tell you about my writings other than me? What do you want me to do? Is there anyone who will tell you about it other than me? No. So I will tell you about it. So what I'm saying to you is, do you realize how bad the situation really is? Facebook blocks Michael Savage for posting article about Muslim killing a 9-month pregnant German woman. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, you see it's still up there, but they blocked me from posting articles. What this means is quite significant. It means that Zuckerberg is a man without a country. Zuckerberg is a man so powerful and so rich that he would rather say to all American conservatives, we don't need you. We need the Muslims more than we need you. Why is every day of our lives, every day, something to do with Islam and Muslims? Tell me why. And why is there a constant litany of denial that there's any connection between Islam and terrorism? In other words, if there's terrorist acts going on around the world, committed by people who say that they're devout Muslims, why is there such denial by other Muslims that Islam itself has nothing to do with terror? When it's in the Quran, read the Quran yourself! How many times must I say to you, forget me, I'm not a Muslim. I have no right to talk about Islam, right? Okay, so I had a Muslim woman on a few months ago who's an Islamic scholar. She said that unless Islam is reformed, this rage and this reign of terror will continue for another 1,000 years. And she said, just as Christianity went through a reformation, Islam must go through a reformation for the world to be at peace. She said it. She's the bravest woman I know. Now, when you see a guy like Zuckerberg, a man without a country, in my estimation, who puts profit above principle, he always has, he always will. That's nothing new, of course, under the sun when it comes to profit or capitalism. But the fact of the matter is they banned me today from posting on my own site. And I didn't make anything up. It's not like I wrote a screed against Islam. I did not do it. I linked an article from a British paper from last week about a Muslim terrorist who ran through the streets of Germany with a machete, hacking people, including a 9-month pregnant German woman. Slashed her in the gut, killed the baby and her. So they took the article down, and now they banned me for violating their standards. Well, Zuckerberg, you know what your standards are, don't you? You'll have to study the Third Reich under Goebbels to know what your standards are, Zuckerberg. There must be a time. There must be a time in the world when the rich and the powerful who are this corrupt and this drunk on their own power pay the price for what they are doing. So let me tell you this. Facebook is a monopoly. By dint of its size, it is a monopoly. By dint of the fact that it's a monopoly, if we had a legitimate government that was not benefiting from the outlet called Facebook, they would take them down under a Department of Justice lawsuit, under an antitrust lawsuit. They would take Facebook apart in the courts for what they are doing by blocking smaller companies from competing with them. That's what monopoly is called. They would do the same to Google. They would do the same to all of the other giants who are now monopolies. But this is never going to happen under Barry, because Barry benefits greatly from the propaganda machines known as Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. They're all propaganda arms for Barry and, of course, for Hillary. The only one who might do anything on the antitrust level is Donald Trump, which is why there's a war against Trump on every level. No matter where you turn, it's a 24/7 propaganda war against Donald Trump because they're terrified of what might happen if a true independent wins the presidency. There's no bottom to what they will do in smearing him. Now, I've talked about this issue of the Pope being a crazy man, an outright Marxist liar. There's nothing else I could say about him. To me, he's just a man. What makes him better than an average man? I don't understand that. What makes him better? Look what someone wrote about this article, where the Pope says Muslims and Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. Someone wrote this. If thousands of Catholics were beheading people, murdering women and children, raping little girls, and lighting people on fire, I, as a Catholic, would call it radical Catholicism. That's what it would be, period. Only a fool or a liar would call it anything else. Has there been radical Catholicism throughout history? Yes. Is there a big problem in Islam today regarding radical Islam? Of course. Then he says, I'd like to see dozens of senior Islamic clerics declare a fatwa on radical Islamists. Stand shoulder to shoulder, demand that anyone of their faith take back their religion from these people. If they don't have enough of a moral compass to do this, then they are enabling the radicals via their muted actions. My friends, we are in real trouble. There is a new crusade going on against you. It is through immigration and propaganda. It's the new crusade. It's through terror. It's through immigration. It's through propaganda. The younger people don't understand this. But the fact is that Islam, from its most extremist elements, is fighting the entire world. And whether you want to fight them or not is irrelevant because they're fighting you. Christianity defeated the Islamic invasion at the gates of Vienna 333 years ago. That was on September 11th. That's why Osama bin Laden chose 9/11 as an announcement to the world that the Ottoman Empire had come back to strike again. As I wrote for you, I gave it to you with my heart and soul, Government Zero. There's a great chapter proving to you definitively that radical Islam, if not Islam itself, has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. Islam has been at war with Jews and Christians since its inception. So why does the Pope defend Islam and attack Catholics himself? The Pope, Obama, Hillary, Zuckerberg all have the same exact battle plan over and over again. Now, there's another issue that's very important for you to know about, and that's the Russia thing. You've seen the smears that they're saying Trump is the one who worked with Putin to leak Hillary's emails. Well, let's look at that story as well. First of all, no one is even accusing Trump and or Putin of inventing the emails that almost destroyed Hillary's campaign when it was shown that she was smearing Bernie Sanders in advance. So, in other words, no one said that Trump or Putin invented these emails, did they? What's the difference? Now, the big story here is that Soros is connected to Hillary very deeply, and it's a false narrative of a Putin-Trump link. What intelligent readers actually think is this. Who actually cares if someone Trump knows, or Trump himself, has or had been associated with someone tied to Putin? Because they write this. They said, I don't believe Trump gave 25% of our uranium production away to Putin as Hillary Clinton did. If anyone is the rotten apple in the barrel in their dealings with Russia, it's Hillary Clinton, hands down. This was based on a long article about the Putin-Trump fake link. And people are writing, I don't know which is more pathetic, the authors of such trash journalism, or the pathetic lemmings that will actually think it indicates Trump did something wrong. Airing a pageant in Russia, selling a golf course in Russia is all legal. Passing classified materials to a private server for easy foreign access is illegal. If the author had any integrity, it would be a shame. This is just a propaganda piece for Hillary Clinton. Then they say that Trump sold a $100 million house in Palm Beach to a Russian billionaire. Does that mean he has ties to the country? It means you're a good businessman if you bought it for $40 million and sold it for $100 million. That's the kind of deal we need a president to do. not to buy it for $100 million and sell it for $40 million, as Barry's doing. Now let's talk a little bit more about the Iranian connection inside the White House, Valerie Jarrett and her ties to Iran. Why is there any mention of that? Never any mention of that in the press. Never any mention about Valerie Jarrett and her ties to Iran. Not a single story by the little drug addicts in the media. And Trump has some business dealings that have nothing to do with national security, and they say he has a tangled web of connections. You know it's a lie. But it was Hillary Clinton who compromised America's national security when she permitted, as Secretary of State, Russia to buy 25% of our uranium production. Did you know that? What's the difference? There's too much. I get it. Let's take some calls. KSFO, Leah Line 1, thanks for listening. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to call and tell you that about 13 years ago, I came to Islam. I'm an American woman, and I'm good with languages. I learned Arabic pretty quickly, and I was teaching it to English-speaking ladies in the mosque on the West Coast where I was belonging. And I just wanted to tell you that you've had a previous caller before who talked about that there's greater fear of the faceless soldiers of ISIS where they might be. It's hard for me to talk about this because it's scary for me. They're more afraid of the sheikhs and the imams, and that is true, than of the police. They're going to, until they become more trusting or more fearful of the police and the consequences that will happen. Right, your caller was right. People are not going to be reporting things. And I just wanted to say also...
You're a convert to Islam, and you're saying that within the mosques, the imams are preaching dangerous things. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying that people... A lot of times, because my Arabic is not fluent, but if somebody was to hear something, they would be more intimidated by the people in the mosque than to go to the police.
Of course, we know that. And the police have been intimidated by the federal government.
That's exactly right. And I just wanted to say, too, that I was going to a mosque that was predominantly African-American, and they had kind of come out of the Nation of Islam, so they didn't have a lot of Middle Eastern. And within just a few years after 2001, they began getting influxed with Somali refugees. And we know that Somalia has really a non-existent government. You know, it's a lawless place. And pretty soon the mosque was entirely taken over with Somalis, and that's who the mosque belongs to now.
Mm.
And
Do the Somalis come here to work? Do they actually have jobs?
No, they were refugees, and we gave them food and clothing and everything we could and welcomed them. There were also Chechens, but they were going to a different mosque. I'm not sure exactly what happened to that one, but this one...
All right, I hear you. So are you, as a Muslim, afraid of what you see going on inside the Muslim community? Is that what you're saying?
I'm terrified, and in fact, I have reverted to Christianity.
All right, let's leave it at that. Stay on the line. I'll send you a copy of Scorched Earth, which will be out a week after Labor Day. You'll see that I lay out what Obama has done and is doing and what Trump must do to undo what has been done and what is being done. 855-407-282. Remember, coming up in the next hour, we're going to look more deeply. Oh, I promised this, and I didn't tell it to you, about the Gold Star father, who he actually is. Khazir Khan, I didn't tell you about him. He's the father of a true American patriot. And he was used by Hillary Clinton to sell a false narrative. And they tripped Trump up because they used George Slime on All of Us as their front man, because George Slime on All of Us is an old Democrat operative. He still is, actually, nakedly so, as is Wolf Blitzer. But do you actually know who the father is? Do you know anything about him? Have you seen that in your local paper? Well, you'll find out more coming up in the next hour of Mr. Khan. You'll find out who he is from a man who actually speaks and reads Arabic fluently. And you'll find things out about him that you may not want to know. Mainstream media is suddenly lauding Khazir Khan, the father of a Muslim soldier, Humayun Khan, who was killed fighting in Iraq in 2004. Khazir Khan was utilized by Hillary Clinton to express self-righteous anger at the DNC, where he delivered a so-called repudiation of Donald Trump. But what you don't know is that Khazir is using his son's memory not to advance the cause of freedom, as apparently his son did, but to advance a quite different cause, according to Robert Spencer, that of the global ummah. It's all about Islam every day, isn't it? But who is the father? Well, for one, he's an immigration lawyer. I bet you didn't know that. Did you know that this sacred man speaking at the DNC is an immigration lawyer? Did you know that? Raise your hand if you knew it, because most people don't know that. Did you know it? Okay, well, now you know it. Mr. Khan, who spoke at the DNC and allegedly attacked Trump successfully, is in fact an immigration lawyer. So that unto itself is a very bad thing, as far as I'm concerned. I've known a few immigration lawyers. They're the worst people on the planet. They hate this country. They would sell a country down the river for a dollar. They'll bring anyone in, a criminal, a terrorist. They don't care as long as there's a dollar bill attached to it. I'm not saying he's that. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's an upstanding, fine lawyer. But that's not the point. He may be a very fine American. But did you know that Mr. Khan specializes in visa programs and has been accused of selling U.S. citizenships? And by the way, I say accused. This article just came out today by Paul Bedard of the Washington Examiner. Khazir M. Khan's website notes that he works to help clients with the E-2 and EB-5 programs that let overseas investors buy into U.S. companies and also provides green cards for family members. It also said that he helps in the purchase of U.S. real estate and businesses. His website lists his ability to practice in New York, though it gives a Washington phone number for the lawyer who lives in Virginia. A man who answered the phone said the website was correct, or he would not identify himself. Do you know anything more about the E-2 and EB-5 visas and how they're abused? You know anything about this? You'll find out more right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're talking about the big lie, the constant lie about radical Islam, the constant cover-up of terror, the constant sweeping under the rug terrorist attacks one after the other. And now, of course, Donald Trump's been caught up in it because Hillary Clinton is so slick that they managed to make it look as though he has attacked Islam and Muslims, which he hasn't done. Now, what you're about to hear was recorded in a mosque in England, and it's about it's okay for Muslims in warfare to take women as sex slaves. This is from a so-called imam, secretly recorded in a mosque in England, and now you know what I mean by the death of the West and the lack of guts to stand up to the enemy. Listen to 13.
Towards the end of time, there will be many wars, like what we are seeing today. And because of these wars, women will be taken as captives, as slaves. Yeah? Women will be taken as slaves. And then her master has relations with her, because this is permissible for him in Islam. In Islam, it's permissible to have relations with a woman who is your slave or your wife. But the one that I think is strongest, he says, is that towards the end of time, you will see a lot of Muslims disobeying their mothers and fathers. SubhanAllah, that is tremendous understanding.
So now you hear the poison in the mosques. And if you think it's limited to England, you're insane. You're a sociopath yourself. The same hatred, the same toxicity is being preached in American mosques. Women as slaves, not one word from Hillary Clinton, the candidate for women. You talk about a sociopath. You talk about Evita Peron. I would say Eva Braun.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how I hate Blue Monday. Got to
have gone from a free press to a freak press under Barack Obama. You heard me, a freak press. First of all, they trump up stories about Trump that aren't true. That's number one. Giving Hillary a pass, that's number two. Giving Obama a pass for 8 straight years, that's number three. Now, here's number four. When you have a media that is owned by a governmental party, as is the case with ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, tell me what chance Donald Trump has, especially when members of his own party are against him. And wait, if that's not enough for you, I believe he has Brutuses inside his campaign working for him. Why would the Brutuses inside the Trump campaign put him on shows like George Slime on All of Us and prohibit him from going on conservative shows that made him what he is? Ask yourself that question. Why would they keep setting him up like that unless they had their irons in the fire with the other side? Now, he may win anyway, but he may lose. And if he loses, God forbid, he's going to have to look very carefully at who came in to his campaign and what they did to him and how the campaign radically shifted soon after they came in. When you bring in centrists, if you even want to call them that, political operatives who have worked for Bob Dole, for Gerald Ford, political operatives who don't believe in conservative values whatsoever, who are now running his campaign off the rails, setting him up with shows that will undermine him, and he doesn't even know what's going on. It's very worrisome, but it gets even worse. Headline, Trump blasts another fire marshal for political interference after thousands of his fans are left outside his rally despite massive empty spaces inside. This is the second time it's happened. The proof is in the pictures. Fire marshal in Columbus, Ohio, just this afternoon, cut off Donald Trump's crowd at 1,000 people when thousands of people were waiting outside. Now, why would the fire marshal do that? This is how it works in communist countries. The communists cut off microphones for opposition speakers. The communists don't permit their fans to attend rallies. They leave them outside under pretext of violating safety or whatever. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see the pictures. Now, why would they do this? Why would they want to show a hall that's half full? That's so George Slime on All of Us, Jake Woodtapper, Wolf the Blinker Blitzer, and all of the others in the Hillary parade of vicious propagandists can then show pictures tonight on television that Trump is slipping and his rallies are not attracting the people that they used to attract. This is how evil this campaign has become. Now, if it was a two-sided evil, I would say, okay, but it isn't. It's a very one-sided evil. And here is an example of a billionaire who is being treated like a pauper by these very, very evil, deceptive people. Think about that. If they would do this to a billionaire, what are they doing to you? Well, they're doing an awful lot to you, which you know about, but there's an awful lot they're doing to you that you don't know about. So the main story is Columbus, Ohio, Trump has a rally going on. They only let 1,000 people into the auditorium, and they left the entire other side of the exhibit hall empty so that the Trump rally would look like a failure. The same thing was done to him in Colorado last week. Yet there's pictures right now, because I would have doubted this. I would have said, well, maybe they're making it up. Maybe there really was only a small. There's the line. Out of luck. People waited for hours to see Trump. This line wrapped around the city block, only to be turned away when they reached the door. Now, it could be that the enthusiasm for Trump is actually at an all-time high, and Hillary is in such trouble that the slimy people in the media and the Democratic operatives, whether they be fire marshals or others, are working in cahoots. Who knows? The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is the political leanings of those higher up the food chain. And the fire marshals are following orders of those above themselves. The mayor of that city is Andrew J. Ginther. The mayor of Columbus, Ohio, is Mayor Andrew J. Ginther. He is at City Hall, second floor, 90 West Broad Street, Columbus, Ohio. His office number is 614-645-7671. 614-645-7671. I would post it on my Facebook page, but I've been blocked from posting by Mark Internationalberg. Mark Internationalberg has banned Michael Savage from posting on his own site, which leaves me a choice. Either I may just take down my whole Facebook site and I'll put a posting site up of my own, and I don't need Zuckerberg. He can go you know where. He can go back where he came from, wherever he is from. I don't need him. He needs me. Say, well, you're too small compared to the others. That's fine. I'm my own audience. I may just drop my Facebook and Twitter presences completely. I don't need them. I will use michaelsavage.com, my website, and I may put a posting link up on it that I create just for you, a conservative posting site where we completely bypass that evil creature who runs Facebook. That I don't have the time to do it right now. There's only one man here. I don't have a big staff, but I may do that soon after the book is launched, after Scorched Earth comes out, God willing. If I still have the energy, I'll set up my own conservative site in order to avoid giving Zuckerberg another 10 cents. I'll take away the hundreds of thousands of people who go to the site for me, and he'll go on with his life. I'll go on with my life. It's that simple. But I won't be needing him anymore. If he can do without me, I can do without him. You know, for years I never posted on Facebook. I knew I had such a site. I paid no attention to it. It was only in the last year that I got involved. Guess what? I can get uninvolved. My life will go on. That's how I look at things. I'm very philosophical about most things in my life right now. It's whatever happens, happens. I do the best I can. I push as hard as I can to make things happen the way I want them to happen. If they don't happen, there's nothing I can do about it. It's God's will at that point. And I usually go with God's will. It's that simple. And so we've got a lot of topics out here. The phone number is 855-407-2282. There are many big issues. And the number one, I think, controversy right now is the false narrative about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, Khazir Muzam Khan. According to Waleed Shubat, who will be with us at the bottom of the hour, Waleed Shubat will tell you that he is a Muslim Brotherhood agent working to bring Muslims into the United States. And what Khan wanted to do was trump Trump's Muslim immigration statements. New York Times confirms that Mr. Khan graduated from a very fine university, Punjab University Law College. I believe that is in Pakistan. And he specialized in international trade law in Saudi Arabia. He has been an interest lawyer for Islamic oil companies. He wrote papers in the past called In Defense of OPEC. He is a promoter of Islamic Sharia law, according to Mr. Shubat, who reads Arabic. He is a co-founder of the Journal of Contemporary Issues in Muslim Law. That's Islamic Sharia. And there's much more that you'll hear on this show. He runs a law firm in New York City called K.M. Khan Law Office. And according to the website, the law firm specializes in immigration services. I can just imagine what kind of immigrants he specializes in. My suspicion, it is not to bring in nuns from Ireland. And the question is, what can we do about a corrupt government that is above the law? The answer is very little, especially when the Republican thieves are making as much money as the Democrat thieves in the immigration scam. But the issue of tricking you into believing Donald Trump is an evil man is the issue. That's the real thing right now. And if you want to talk about that, I think that's a big topic. I think we can talk about that. It's a huge story. And the phone number here is 855-400-7282. Savage Nation. Lots of stories out there. I think there's no bigger story than that. To me, there is no bigger story. Earthquakes, fires, food poisoning, Zika spreading out of control. The head of the CDC is not in prison. He's not been taken out in handcuffs, even though he's let Zika spread. How many times did I tell you that Anthony Fauci should have been removed by force, by U.S. Marshals? He should have been in prison for doing this. Why would Anthony Fauci of the NIH permit immigrants to come into this country who are infected with Zika? Isn't his job as the head of the NIH or the CDC, I think it's the NIH which controls the CDC. Isn't it their job, Centers for Disease Control, to control disease? What sane nation on earth would permit political hacks with medical degrees to lie to the American people like this and bring in Zika patients? I warned you 4 months ago, 5 months ago, that they should have been prohibited from entering the country. In fact, I wrote a little book about it. It's what I do. I write books. I don't apologize about it. I wrote a little book, an e-book, for $5 called Diseases Without Borders, and it was all about Zika. I try to warn you. I do the best I can. There's only so much any town crier can do. I am not a prophet. I'm a town crier. I try to warn you that the government under Obama has been so corrupted that there's virtually nowhere to turn where there is any truth. And, of course, that's why they're all opposed to Donald Trump. Because if Trump becomes president, a man like Fauci may actually be tried for malfeasance of duty. God knows what could happen. If he knew that these people posed a threat to this country and let them in anyway, tell me that that's not a crime. Well, okay, that's a story for another day. Then you have the Pope, the crazy Marxist Pope story. That won't go away. It gets worse by the day. I thought the Pope would calm down. I thought he would stop. I thought that there were intelligent people inside the Vatican who would say, stop it. But in a press conference on Sunday, he said, if I speak of Islamic violence, I must speak of Catholic violence. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I cannot understand how the Pope could be saying things like this and making sense to anybody. And then he said something even worse. The Marxist Pope said that Islamic terrorism, which doesn't exist, even if it did exist, it doesn't exist, but if it did exist, it would not stem from any violence inherent to Islam itself, said the Pope, but rather from poverty. I can't believe that I'm reading this to you. Here's what Pope Francis said. Terrorism grows when there are no other options and when the center of the global economy is the god of money and not the person. Can you believe what he just said? A man who lives like a filthy rich king? A man who flies around and lives like a king of through the ages? Puts down the god of money? Why doesn't he just give away the Sistine Chapel and donate the money to all of the Muslims who are so suffering in Syria, I wonder? I'd buy it right now. I'll repeat my offer right on this radio show. I will buy the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican right now. I offer $1 million. And I'll even pay for the removal and transportation. That's a joke, of course, for those of you who don't know what it's worth. But the thing is, he could sell off the treasures of the Vatican and feed the poor of the world. He could stop living like a rich king. Don't you see the hypocrisy? Doesn't it bother you? Well, if it does, what can you do about it? Well, I've gone through the opening of the hour number two. I'll invite you to call at 855-407-2828. We have people calling from Columbus, Ohio, who were turned away, being told that the hall was full. It wasn't. It was only half full. The fire marshal should be arrested immediately. The fire marshal should be arrested by U.S. marshals for living in the Soviet Union, not in Columbus, Ohio.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Now, here's a story relating to Eva Braun that should be getting all the play that the Trump issue is getting, but it isn't because of the vermin in the media. You know Julian Assange with WikiLeaks, right? You know what he released yesterday, last night? Hacked emails that he hacked, not the Russians, that he hacked, include information on Hillary's arming of jihadists, including ISIS in Syria. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton knew that the U.S. was sending arms from Libya to Syria back in 2011, a year before the Benghazi consulate attacks, according to this article written by Jim Hoft in the Gateway Pundit. Hillary Clinton denied she knew about the weapon shipments during public testimony under oath in early 2013 after the Benghazi terrorist attack. Senator Rand Paul questioned Hillary Clinton about this gun-running program back in January 2013 during a testimony of the Benghazi terrorist attack. On Tuesday, Julian Assange told Democracy Now! That the WikiLeaks DNC emails contains information on the weapon shipments to Syria, and I will quote right now. This is Julian Assange, quote, weapons flow going into Syria, pushed by Hillary Clinton into jihadist possession within Syria, including ISIS. That's there in those emails, Julian Assange, 725-16, in Democracy Now! Well, my friends, you see how we're getting distracted by Sidney Blumenthal and company and the other snakes who work for her. There it is. That's the story we should all be talking about instead of what Trump did or didn't say about a guest on a television or radio show or at the DNC. Fire marshal shuts doors on Trump again. Huge empty spaces inside. Homeland Security just granted 8,000 Muslims from Syria temporary amnesty in the USA. And we're putting up with one blow to the guts after another. 855. You want to talk about the Pope saying that poverty justifies terrorism? What do you think of the Marxist Pope? A lot of you are calling on that. Nick on WABC wants to talk about Trump. Go ahead, fire away, 30 seconds or less.
Thank you, Michael. I believe Mr. Trump is making a big mistake. He should have simply, first of all, he should not have attacked the Khan family. Their son was a hero, and he was a loss, and he was a Marine, a captain in the Marines, and his death was a tragedy, and he should have let it go with that. There was no reason to criticize him and to broad.
But do you think that's as big a story as Hillary Clinton arming the rebels, or the ISIS, rather, in Syria? Which story is bigger?
You're doing what Donald Trump does. You're distracting from a particular...
I'm saying, which story is bigger? I just asked you a simple question. You're an intelligent man.
If the second story is true and it can be backed up with facts, I would say that's a bigger story. But
well, thank you for being so fair-minded. Now go back to your DNC memo and talking points. See, they don't want to talk about the bigger story. If it's true and can be backed up by facts, no, I should believe Hillary Clinton and Sidney Blumenthal as opposed to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Okay, you don't know who to believe, and so I can talk about meatballs if you'd like, but I'm not going to do it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I saw him. He was, very emotional and probably looked like a nice guy to me. His wife... if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me, but plenty of people have written that. She was extremely quiet, and it looked like she had nothing to say. A lot of people have said that, and personally, I watched him. I wish him the best of luck.
We're talking about the so-called controversy about the Muslim speaker at the Democrat National Convention. And in order to understand this, you have to first hear what George Slime and all of us actually said, which I asked for. Do you have that sound, Jim? Because we didn't hear it. It wasn't in that soundbite. Someone left it out. Okay. Well, thanks for doing that on air. That's good. It's nice to do it on air. Let's go to Waleed Shubat, who actually reads and speaks Arabic. Waleed, line 10, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Waleed, you wrote an article. What the media is not telling you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump. You're saying he is a Muslim. Well, why don't you say what you say? I don't want to say what you said. Who is this man, Khazir Muzam Khan?
Well, he stems from the times when Saudi Arabia had an agenda. You can Google it. Just look at Saudi Manifesto and Shubat. You'll see it. And the agenda was to basically use Sharia law, use the Muslim minority affairs, which is using Muslim minorities in foreign countries to advance the causes of Sharia. And that stems from his work in Saudi Arabia, in which he wrote the juristic classification of Islamic Sharia law. It's in Arabic. Now, I didn't read the full Arabic because time is of the essence. However, the contribution of this writ that he did, he states, emphatically, the contribution to this article of Saeed Ramadan writing is gratefully acknowledged. Well, Saeed Ramadan, who's basically collaborated with him, is the grandson of Hassan al-Banna. You know, Hassan al-Banna was the godfather of the Muslim Brotherhood. So who's this guy fooling? And this whole notion that his son was defending the U.S., well, we can go back to history from Ronald Reagan. Muslims gladly joined to fight all the regimes of the Middle East, from Syria now, as we see, to Iraq.
Well, but let's go back to the father. We're talking about the DNC, Waleed, where Hillary cynically used a man whose heart was broken because his son died defending America in combat. That we all agree on, that his son is a hero, correct?
Well, no. I don't agree with that notion at all. Because, we need to look at, first of all, the Muslims who served in the U.S. military You got Bobby Bergdahl, you got Dal Malik Hassan, you got Ali Muhammad, who was an Al-Qaeda operative in the U.S. You got Taha Jaber Al-Alawani, who Huma Abedin, her aide, quoted him, you know, and he's in the U.S. military. And he even called for a war in the U.S. He called for Muslims to fight against the infidels. I can show you the quotes from the Journal of for Muslim Minority Affairs, written by Huma Abedin. So to make the argument that these Muslims are joining the military because they want to serve this country, I can give you my own brother. He served in the U.S. Air Force, you know, and his allegiance is very clearly towards the Islamist and towards, you know, the Palestinian cause.
Wait, your brother, you're speaking now about your brother?
Yeah, my own brother. He guarded your nuclear facilities. He was part of the program when Jimmy Carter was going to thwart the Iranians, and the choppers fell into the desert. Remember that one? And he was...
Wait. Your brother served in the Air Force, and you say his allegiance was not with America. You're saying it was with the Palestinians. So may I say, where is your brother today?
He's in the U.S.
I assume you don't break PETA together.
Absolutely not. It's over. Once you fight the cause, their cause, you know, it's death threats. I had to hide, you know, from my own family. My own father sent me threats. So this whole notion of Muslims joining the military and they love America and the fight for America is absolute bollocks if you look at the record. How many Americans died trying to retrieve Bergdahl, who joined the Taliban? And why was the Taliban fighting before even Taliban in Afghanistan? They were working with the Americans even during Ronald Reagan.
All right, so Hillary Clinton takes this Muslim man to the stage of the DNC in Philly last week, and he delivers a speech against Donald Trump, which the vermin in the media celebrate. And then, of course, even Republican backstabbers like McConnell and others swoon at this backstabber. And then it gets even worse, this controversial statement that Trump allegedly made. Mr. Khan then goes on CNN, I think last night. I've got to find that one. He goes on Meet the Press, and he implores that McConnell get rid of Donald Trump from the election. Do we have that soundbite? I can't put my fingers on it, whatever that soundbite may be. He goes on last night, and he goes even further than he did at the convention. And he says, here it is. He goes on MSNBC. This is the father now. And he demands this in clip number 8. Let's hear it, Jim.
We are private, ordinary American citizens. This political theater, political drama has heated up a little too much for us. We participated. This was our first convention. We participated just to be there, to be part of the tribute to our son.
All right, hold on. Waleed, hold on, and everyone else, listen to clip 9. This is the father, Captain Khan's father, on MSNBC in clip 9.
I share this with you, and I share this with your audience. The other half is addressed to the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. What a patriot, decent human being. What a leader he is.
Oh, God.
And then Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, leading the majority in the United States House of Representatives. What a patriot, decent human being he is. But isn't it this time to repudiate Trump?
So he's making a big mistake by talking about McConnell and Ryan as patriots and decent human beings. I don't believe most people believe that, who know who they really are. But it gets even worse as he now gets out the sword and tries to drive it into Trump's campaign in clip 10. Listen to this.
I appeal to both of these leaders. This is the time, there comes a time in the history of a nation where ethical, moral stand has to be taken, regardless of the political cost. The only reason they're not repudiating this, his behavior, His threat to our democracy, our decency, our foundation is just because of political consequences.
Okay, Waleed, what do you think of Mr. Khan's statements on MSNBC about Trump?
Well, it's absolutely rubbish. Trump wants to stop the war in the Middle East. He wants to stop the war in Syria. He doesn't mind even working with Putin into making peace in the world. So to say, you know, to claim that, you know, he's pro-America, then he would be calling, first of all, as I am doing, if I'm from the Middle East, to stop the hideous wars. Politicians have drug us both, Republican, Democrat, it matters nothing. They drug us into a huge war in the Middle East. Right now there's Islamists working with Americans, fighting in Syria. It's not only somebody who's joining the U.S. military fights in Syria, but there are Syrians who are Islamists, who are allegiances to even Erdogan of Turkey, who's an Islamist. And they're fighting in Syria, and trained by the United States, trained by Obama. So if he truly wants peace and all these things, and he's a man of peace, he would be calling for what Donald Trump is doing, and that is to stop the hideous wars in the Middle East. So why
did you see that our quote Syrian rebel shot down a Russian humanitarian aid helicopter and dragged the pilot's body through the dirt and then crushed his head by stepping on it? Did you see that story today?
No, I haven't seen it. But it doesn't faze me. Why?
Syrian body of Russian pilot is dragged through the dirt and stamped on after helicopter shot down by Syrian rebels. The question is, where did they get the weapons to shoot down the Russian Mi-8 helicopter carrying three crew and two officers? Who are the Syrian rebels and who gave them the equivalent of the Stinger missile to shoot down this helicopter? The answer is obvious. It's the military-industrial complex in this nation that wants war with Russia. And that's exactly the essence of this whole story, is it not, Waleed?
Absolutely correct. It is the anti-Russian sentiment that wants to stop Putin from entering into the Mediterranean. It wants to stop Putin proclaiming Crimea. It wants to stop Putin at his track. That is the whole idea. We're still living in this Cold War mentality in America.
Yes, which is being fanned by the anti-Trump forces, both domestic and foreign. They want, if not an overt war, they certainly don't want a nuclear exchange with Russia. Everybody would lose. But they want an armed intervention against Russia in Ukraine, in Syria, in order to sell weapons to both sides. That's what I see. It's a nightmare to watch World War I starting again.
It's World War III, for sure. Look at the Interlink in Turkey. We collaborate with Turkey. It's part of NATO. They surround 7,000 Muslim Brotherhood affiliates for Erdogan, and they stop the food, and they do all kinds of things. We have 20% of NATO's nuclear weapons. These are, very sophisticated nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, 20% in Interlink. And we've seen an Islamist revolution, July 15th, a takeover by Erdogan's government of Turkey. This is the second largest army in NATO after the United States.
And Obama, of course, backed him as he closed schools, churches, closed universities, arrested school children. Obama backed him. Now, Waleed, today, this was shocking. Jay Johnson of DHS granted temporary amnesty to 8,000 Syrians here in the United States of America. Who is Jay Johnson? Do you know anything about this man and why he's doing this?
No, I don't know much about Jay Johnson, but I do know about Obama's plan to bring in the Syrian refugees the same way Merkel is doing in Germany. And Obama is basically giving his farewell gift to the Muslim world, more Muslim immigrants in this country. Working with Erdogan of Turkey, maybe nuclear weapons, courtesy of Barack Hussein Obama. Who knows what's going to happen? But the immigration issue, we've seen the results in Germany. We've seen the results of in the EU, in the European Union. It's spreading at the seam as a result of this flood of Muslim immigration stemming from Turkey. And, in the speed dial of Obama is, of course, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is becoming not just a hero. He is an Islamist hero, because on July 15th, that's when the real coup happened. People don't pay attention to this real coup that Erdogan did in Turkey and to the Interlink situation that we have. This is a major issue, because this really tickles the ears of Islamists globally, and that is, they say, Constantinople will be reconquered by Islam. Well, Erdogan just did that, July 15th, firing 3,000 judges, replacing military apparatus with Islamists, replacing the judiciary, the school system, everything you can think of. What does these entities have to do with the so-called coup? Absolutely nothing. It is a coup of a coup that basically reestablished an Islamist hegemony in the most powerful nation in the world.
So why are so many forces in this nation, including liberals, like crazy people, who would be punished severely by Islamists, why are they in favor of smearing Trump almost 24/7? What do they think they will gain by flooding America with Sharia-adherent Muslims? What is in it for them?
Because we must understand the liberal mindset is not a naivete when it comes to the Islamic thinking mindset. Islamic mindset is not like a Christian mindset in America. They don't believe that life begins at the moment of conception. They believe in also socialism. They believe in a creative Big Bang. There is a lot in common between the rebellious element in the United States and the Islamists. They don't think that the danger will come to their ground, because they really focus on Russia. The clear picture of this whole wars is Russia. So they have no other entity to support except the Islamist. There are two systems in the world. There's nationalist and there's globalist. The liberal always has a globalist mentality.
Let's pause right here. We're speaking with a very wise man, Waleed Shubat. And if you don't know who he is, visit him at Shubat.com, S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com. He'll be back in a minute. I should remind you that he is a former terrorist who fought with the PLO. He was imprisoned, is that right, in Israeli prisons, Waleed?
Correct.
For how many years were you in an Israeli prison?
I was just a few weeks. In fact, as I wrote this article, all the attacks is against me, saying that I was never in prison, I was a fraud. I can show United Nations records showing my bombing. This is clearly...
No, I understand. What I'm trying to say is that you know where the terrorists come from, because you were one once. You are now a Christian living in a fundamentally Christian nation that is being eaten alive by a Muslim president. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, so we have to take a quick break before we go into Hour 3, and many stations join us in Hour 3. I hope you'll be with us. Mr. Shubat can stay with us, where we will continue to speak with him about the nun issue. It's a nun issue to me, because we should be talking about what came out last night from Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, that he knew from the leaks. He has proof from the leaks that Hillary Clinton knew that weapons were being
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It seems like my appeals are falling on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. I implore those patriotic Americans that would probably vote for Donald Trump in November. I appeal to them not to vote for hatred, not to vote for fear-mongering. Vote for unity. Vote for the goodness of this country. Vote for liberty and freedom.
All right, turn him off.
So my
appeal. He's a lawyer, an immigration lawyer, sells green cards. Unfortunately, he lost his son in war. He was tricked into smearing Donald Trump. The evil machine behind Hillary Clinton used him at the DNC convention, used his dead son for the most disgusting purposes, and the father now is enjoying his 15 minutes of fame. by going on all of the left-wing outlets in America, which are all of the outlets in America. And it seems to me that the Islamic front, that's a good phrase, the Islamic front here in America has never been more successful than it is today. It is at a very, very high watermark today in having found a couple that lost a son in Iraq to use in an attempt to undermine Donald Trump. And as well as wherever we turn, there is incessant propaganda of no connection between Islam and terrorism, etc. Today I woke up and found out that I was banned on my own Facebook page. I didn't write anything because I banned violent statements from my Facebook page. I linked an article from a British newspaper from last week, which showed that a Muslim who had gone through the streets, one of the cities in Germany, with a machete, killed a 9-month pregnant German woman. Facebook said that you are banned, that you are violating terms of service. There's a 24-hour hold on all of your posts, Michael Savage. That's the censorship I am facing because the Islamists and the Islamic Front, who are not one and the same thing, but may as well be the same thing, the greedy businessmen, are working hand in glove with the Islamists to silence all of us who are trying to spread the word like Paul Revere before we are all under the yoke of Sharia law. Now, joining me is a man who knows more about it than you do or I do, Waleed Shubat, Line 10. Waleed, please welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael.
Waleed, do you agree with me that there is an Islamic front in America?
Yes, absolutely. And it all revolves around the immigration of Muslims into this country, as we've seen in Europe. And this stems from the history of Hillary Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, and family, in which Sayyid Zain al-Abidin, her mother also, Saliha Mahmoud Abedin, collaborated with the Saudis, just as Mr. Khan is doing. And he's an immigration lawyer, mind you, in which she stated, this is Huma's own words, in the Journal for Muslim Minorities, well, over 90% of mosques in the United States are either funded by the Turkish government, which has a waqf department, and the Saudi government, which has a waqf department, spending billions of dollars in mosque building. And if, assuming an imam does not kowtow to the Wahhabi agenda, he's let go. And so we have, this is the whole connect with what the Muslim minority affairs issue, and the mosques is just like the Jewish community. The synagogue is a magnetizing force for the Jewish community. The same thing. A mosque is a magnetizing force for Muslims to move in a community. And so from using the Muslim minority affairs, the Saudi government, in fact, everybody should look up the Saudi manifesto and my name and read oodles of pages on how far back the Saudi government was working to spread Sharia in the...
All right, let's slow down because the average person's not up to us. Waleed, what is Wahhabi Islam? When did it start? Why is it different than regular Islam?
Well, Wahhabi Islam is the real source of Islam from Saudi Arabia by Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, who basically founded Umm al-Qura University and other universities in Saudi Arabia to spread Wahhabi cause. In fact, you find President Obama's cousin, Musa Ismail Obama, speaking in Al Jazeera, advancing and visiting Umm al-Qura University, which is the mother of all Wahhabi universities globally. And so there is a connection even with Obama's family, not just Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, but Malik Obama, Saeed Obama, the uncle of President Barack Obama, working with the Saudis in infiltrating in Africa, sending donations and monies for recruiting of thousands and thousands of students to become imams and so on and so forth in the Wahhabi ideology.
But what is the Wahhabi ideology, Waleed? In 30 seconds or less, what is it?
In that the earth is owned by Allah and the whole earth needs to be conquered by Allah, as Baha Jabir al-Alawani.
And we're letting this spread in the United States of America like a cancer?
In a big time. It is already spread in Europe, and look at what happened. You have an immigration problem in Europe, a major immigration.
Waleed Shubat is the man who knows more about this than anyone you'll ever meet. You can visit him at Shubat.com. This is the Savage Nation. We'll be back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
the main topic today is Donald Trump being smeared by the tricksters in the media, the liars, the thieves, the vermin in the media, in being set up on Islamic violence and the father with the Gold Star mother. And what the media did not tell you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, that's the father, the sacred father, Kizer Muslim Khan. Do you know who he actually is? Now, let's clear the air. His son is a certified American hero. Let me be very clear. That doesn't mean the father now can get up there and attack Donald Trump for something Trump didn't even say. All Trump said was, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. And for that, the vermin in the media went crazy. Do you know who the father is? The sacred father who was invited to speak there? Isn't it interesting that the rotten, lying Hillary did not invite the mother or the father of anyone killed in Benghazi to speak at the DNC? Isn't it interesting that none of the American heroes who died, their parents were not seen at the DNC? Instead, they had to dredge this guy up. And by the way, his hero son was killed in 2004. It's now 2016. Surely there have been American Americans of a different type, rather than being Muslim Americans, who have also been killed in a war zone. Why were their parents not there? And wait a minute, while you're thinking about it, let's go back a few years. Remember when those 16 Navy SEALs were suspiciously murdered in a single helicopter because they were set up to die by somebody in the Obama administration, according to everybody who studied this? That was a setup when their helicopter went down in Afghanistan. In fact, I was so upset by it, I wrote a novel entitled A Time for War, which begins with that crash of that helicopter. Why were none of the parents of those dead SEALs invited to speak by Hillary Clinton? Because she is one of the most demagogic individuals on the planet. She makes Evita Peron look like Snow White surrounded by the seven dwarves compared to what she has. What we have going on here is not Evita Peron, it's something much worse. As I said 2 months ago, Hillary looks to me like a combo of Evita Peron and Imelda Marcos with a little Evita somebody else thrown in, only in the German version of the Evita. And it's not all about Eve, believe me. But who is the father of the fallen Muslim hero who is now being lauded as a hero himself? When did this happen? When did the country suddenly turn into a nation under siege? When Barry took power. Barry said he would transform America. We didn't know what he meant. I asked the wrong question when Barry said that 8 years ago. He said he would transform America. I said, well, what was his model? I asked it on the radio show. I asked it in a book I wrote. Was it Beijing? What model did he have in mind? Little did I know what he had in mind. Little did I know he wanted to flood America with Islamics and change the nature not only of the nation but of the religion of the nation, suppress Christianity and advance Islam. This is because of the war in his own soul. This is the war in his own soul. His father was a devout Marxist. His mother was a devout communist. I don't think you understand how significant it is to have a deranged president who doesn't look crazy. You know, I've said this before, but you can have crazy people who don't look crazy. Do you think everyone who's crazy runs around looking crazy? And you understand that a president is only a man. What makes him better than the average person? Some of them can be much worse. They're just smarter. And they're backed by more powerful interests. But it doesn't mean he's better than you are, does it? So given that anyone is capable of anything at any time, and given that any of us are capable of the most horrible things, and given that some of us can be very sane, and then some of us can be very crazy and look like we're very sane, some of us can be very sane and look like we're crazy, isn't it possible just follow the reason that we could have a deranged school teacher, a deranged cop? We hear cops, some of them are deranged. They shoot people for no reason, right? We accept that. We don't expect it, but it does happen. So why isn't it possible we could have a deranged president who has such a deep psychological war going on inside himself that he's almost destroyed America? Now, you wouldn't know it watching the drug addicts in the media. They wouldn't tell you that he's almost destroyed America. I have carefully documented the destruction, both in Government Zero and in my forthcoming book. Well, I don't want to mention the book because then you'll say I'm just pushing a book. Just forget it, my forthcoming book after Labor Day. Okay, does that satisfy you? I'm not allowed to mention my own book when I'm banned on Fox News. Forget about CNN or MSNBC. I'm banned on every media outlet in this country. So who is going to tell you about my writings other than me? What do you want me to do? Is there anyone who will tell you about it other than me? No. So I will tell you about it. So what I'm saying to you is, do you realize how bad the situation really is? Facebook blocks Michael Savage for posting article about Muslim killing a nine-month pregnant German woman. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, you see it's still up there, but they blocked me from posting articles. What this means is quite significant. It means that Zuckerberg is a man without a country. Zuckerberg is a man so powerful and so rich that he would rather say to all American conservatives, we don't need you. We need the Muslims more than we need you. Why is every day of our lives, every day, something to do with Islam and Muslims? Tell me why. And why is there a constant litany of denial that there's any connection between Islam and terrorism? In other words, if there's terrorist acts going on around the world committed by people who say that they're devout Muslims, why is there such denial by other Muslims that Islam itself has nothing to do with terror when it's in the Quran? Read the Quran yourself. How many times must I say to you, forget me, I'm not a Muslim. I have no right to talk about Islam, right? Okay, so I had a Muslim woman on a few months ago who's an Islamic scholar. She said that unless Islam is reformed, this rage and this reign of terror will continue for another 1,000 years. And she said, just as Christianity went through a reformation, Islam must go through a reformation for the world to be at peace. She said it. She's the bravest woman I know. Now, when you see a guy like Zuckerberg, a man without a country, in my estimation, who puts profit above principle, he always has, he always will. That's nothing new, of course, under the sun when it comes to profit or capitalism. But the fact of the matter is they banned me today from posting on my own site. And I didn't make anything up. It's not like I wrote a screed against Islam. I did not do it. I linked an article from a British paper from last week about a Muslim terrorist who ran through the streets of Germany with a machete, hacking people, including a nine-month pregnant German woman. Slashed her in the gut, killed the baby and her. So they took the article down, and now they ban me for violating their standards. Well, Zuckerberg, you know what your standards are, don't you? You'll have to study the Third Reich under Goebbels to know what your standards are, Zuckerberg. There must be a time. There must be a time in the world when the rich and the powerful who are this corrupt and this drunk on their own power pay the price for what they are doing. So let me tell you this. Facebook is a monopoly. By dint of its size, it is a monopoly. By dint of the fact that it's a monopoly, if we had a legitimate government that was not benefiting from the outlet called Facebook, they would take them down under a Department of Justice lawsuit, under an antitrust lawsuit. They would take Facebook apart in the courts for what they are doing by blocking smaller companies from competing with them. That's what monopoly is called. They would do the same to Google. They would do the same to all of the other giants who are now monopolies. But this is never going to happen under Barry, because Barry benefits greatly from the propaganda machines known as Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. They're all propaganda arms for Barry and, of course, for Hillary. The only one who might do anything on the antitrust level is Donald Trump, which is why there's a war against Trump on every level, no matter where you turn. It's a 24/7 propaganda war against Donald Trump, because they're terrified of what might happen if a true independent wins the presidency. There's no bottom to what they will do in smearing him. The smear campaign against Trump is endless now. It's 24/7. The big story is what happened this morning that you don't know about. While you slept, our Department of Homeland Security, under the most suspicious leader of DHS in the history of this country, Jay Johnson, snuck in an amnesty for more than 8,000 Syrian Muslims living in the U.S. right now. DHS grants Syrians temporary amnesty. That's done while you slept. Who gave Jay Johnson that power? Nobody. He doesn't have that power. He has stolen that power. And yet he had the nerve to grant amnesty to 8,000 Syrians who snuck into this country. He says they can remain for up to 18 months longer, no matter what their legal status is. Gave them temporary protected status. If they're in the U.S. as of today and continue to reside here permanently, they can apply for work permits and other documents, remain and live in the U.S. without fear of being deported. His order applies to some 8,000 Syrians in the United States of America. Who gave Jay Johnson the power to be an autocrat to override Congress? The answer is nobody. Now, you got to listen to me very carefully. He's bringing them in under a program called TPS, whatever that means. Those eligible for temporary, whatever, TPS, temporary status, whatever, include any Syrian illegal alien who has managed to sneak in or to remain in the U.S. beyond their visa expirations over the past 4 years. Listen to the following paragraph, please. TPS is intended to be humanitarian relief for those whose home countries face a massive natural disaster or war that makes returning both dangerous for the individual, now here it is, the punchline, and a potential burden for the home country's government. You mean we have unlimited money, Mr. Johnson? Now, you have to ask yourself why they're doing this. Then you wake up and see the crazy Pope, who belongs in a mental hospital. He's on his airplane, going back to Rome after a five-day propaganda visit to Poland, who says that Islam is not terrorism, it's not right and it's not true, but it gets even worse. This is a few days after two Muslims broke into a church in northern France, forced the priest to his knees, and slit his throat. The attack was claimed by ISIS. You want to hear what your crazy Pope said? Now, I know many of you are Catholics who listen to this show, and you love the Pope and you love me. But you know, in all walks of life, there are crazy people and corrupt people and evil people and criminal people. This Pope needs to be depoped and impeached. Listen to what he just said. In the light of all of the Islamic terror that's going on around the world, your psycho Pope said, I think that in nearly all religions, there is always a small fundamentalist group. He said, we have them in Catholicism. He said, I don't like to talk about Islamic violence because every day when I look at the papers, I see violence here in Italy. Someone killing his girlfriend, someone killing his mother-in-law. And these are baptized Catholics, said the deranged Pope. He said, if I speak of Islamic violence, I have to speak of Catholic violence. Not all Muslims are violent, he said. Now, wait, it gets even worse. You're going to see what I've told you is true. I've told you the Pope is a naked Marxist. I told you he was picked by the New World Order. I told you he was the first non-European Pope in 1,400 years. They picked an ex-bouncer from South America to be the Pope. And he's a lifetime Marxist. You know what he blames terrorism on? Money. He said it's not caused by religion. He said that there's no economic opportunities for young people in Europe. That's what's causing terrorism. Now, there's a gigantic conspiracy of silence going on in the world right now. Why is it that the Pope is denying the link between Islam and terror when ISIS itself is a terror organization defined by its name, Islamic State? Why is he denying it? Follow the money. You know, it's not that complicated. It's not that he's a nice man who doesn't want to steam people up. That's not it at all. Just check off the two boxes on the Catholic Charities, which kicks money up to the Vatican. Period. End of story. It's all money. These people are doing it only for money. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you want to think it's from a higher power that he has, that somehow a bouncer from Argentina can be superior to everyone on the planet and he's God's son. Well, if you believe that, then take the wafer. Please. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I want to read you something on the Savage Nation, and that is this. I predicted the chaos that is Obama's legacy. And I'm trying to tell you that we don't know whether the destruction can be stopped even if Trump wins. And I want to read you something. The prophetic author of the best-selling Government Zero, Dr. Michael Savage, is back with his most urgent and powerful work. Now, you know me as an articulate and engaged spokesman. I'm very emotional for traditional American values of borders, language, and culture, period. But after 8 years, divisive years at that, of Barack Obama, I have to tell you I've laid out an irrefutable case for how our nation has been undermined by terrorists from without, by anarchists from within, by a president and politicians with contempt for the Constitution and the law, and by a complicit liberal media. And I use words and topics that are as insightful as they are timely. And I do make an ironclad case for the dangers we face from Hillary Clinton and her fellow progressive travelers. I also explain why Donald Trump may be one of the two best hopes for America's future as we try to regain control of our government, our country, and our national soul. Remember this, it is we the people, the ordinary Eddies, as I call them, who are motivated, aroused, and engaged. And that is why I wrote Scorched Earth. It is much more than a book. It is much more than about an election. It is about a blueprint for how to regain our cherished freedoms and our national identity before they are lost forever. It will likely be my last non-fiction book. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. If you want to add it to your library, go ahead. You can buy it on Amazon or wait until it's in a bookstore. Frank on KCMO. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to bring up the fact that Mr. Kahn was, during the DNC, was pointing when he was talking like he was chewing us out. And I could imagine what that looked like over in Iran or Afghanistan, what those people really thought of us. I mean, if you didn't have the sound on and you were watching him.
So what you're saying is he was lecturing America and yelling at us, and that's what he was playing for the people in Saudi Arabia to put us down?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Frank. Frank, stay on the line. Frank, we're sending you a copy of, well, I don't know what to send you. I'll send you one that we have already called Government Zero. Free gift for you. My friends, we are flat out of time. I can't say it's flown because times were so good. It's not like my Friday show where I was flying like an eagle. I was flying today at 40,000 feet in fog. All I can do is tell you this. In the 1930s, there was a Bund trying to bring Nazism to America. Today there is an Islamic front doing the same with Islamofascism.